September 22nd. The time is 1 o'clock. We are conducting the interview.
Just 1 second, Lance, and I'll be right with you.
All right. We're at the home of Mr. Sparky Cochran. Mr. Cochran, would you state your full name, please?
George F. Cochran.
George F. Cochran. How did you first come in contact with the canal?
I was born there. I was born at the lock.
Which lock?
Lodi.
Lodi.
Right.
What's your earliest memories of the canal?
Well, I can remember a guy getting killed down there in the lock, squeezed between the lock and the boat.
Denny Scott?
Denny Scott.
Tell me that story.
I can remember it was me and a couple others were standing there by this little fence. And he jumped off the boat. You know, they get off to get the tow line.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he didn't make it. And he got down in between the boat and it rolled him right in there. Oh, I could hear him hollering and going on. You know, and then the last I seen him, he was on top of the boat. He left our lock and was going on down toward Yorktown. They had him on top of the boat.
Was he still alive then?
Yeah, I think he lived, died before he got in there one at. They told me he died before he got there one at. I think one of my brothers run after a doctor in Riddlesville, Doc Cope. I think they went, I'm pretty near sure it's what it was. They went for him and he was dead when they got.
Were they drinking when this happened?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
How old were you when this happened?
Well, I would say I'd probably be 8 or 9 years old.
Okay. When did you first start working with your family as a lock tender? You said you operated the lock
gates.
Yeah,
I could lock a boat too when I was about 10 years old. I knew how to lock them too.
How would you lock a boat through?
Well, you according to which way he's coming up. If he's coming up the canal empty, you open the lower gates, right? Let him in. Okay, then you shut them up and go up and open the wicket and let the water come in to raise him up to the next level. You open up the upper gates and let him go on up. That's how you do it, you know.
About how many boats were on the canal at the end when they stopped?
Well, toward the end there wasn't many. I don't believe there had been over, I'd say maybe 10 or a dozen a day, if there was that many. But I can remember when there was, I never counted, but I can remember when there was an awful bunch of them, because that horn would be blowing, you know, you could see they had a horn they'd blow. But they never hardly blew it down our place, because we'd see them coming, you know. We could see way up or way down. There's always a bunch of kids around there say, "Here comes a boat, Mom." You know, my mom tended to lock too.
What was her name, sir?
Anna.
Anna Cochran.
Right.
Was that common for women to tend lock?
Well, I believe some others did too at that time. It was common there because there was a dozen kids around there. There were 15 in my family, you know. And my dad, he tended lock and he worked on the section gang too. That's the way, you know, to make it go.
Did you ever help your dad in the section gang?
I was with him plenty of times, sure.
What's some of the work he would do?
Oh, repair the banks sometimes, or mow grass, cut brush, or sometimes if it was a leak or something, they'd be fixing a leak, or lay walls, he laid stone walls too, you know, and different things. Take and dig the bars out of the canal in the wintertime, that's what they do in the wintertime, these bars that come from the creek, they would dig them out with wheelbarrow and shovel. And where the wastegate raises up, they wheel them out under there, and there's always a big hole there, you know. And then the spring comes, the first time they would open the wastegates up, that would wash away. They did that in the winter. I was there many a time when they did that.
When did you first start working for the state?
I think the first time I started was back in, it might have been in 43. I'm not exactly sure.
Who was superintendent then?
Russ Spatzel.
What did you think of him?
I liked Russ. I always got along with Russ. I worked for him when I was a little boy. He's the first man I ever worked for in my life. He was, him and his brother was crop farmers, right below the lock where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, when the school was out, I'd be there working, and sometimes after school, helping them, you know. They always treated me fine.
What was the hardest job you had to do working for the state? What was the hardest work you guys would do?
Well, I'd done stonemason. I was stonemason most of the time, and you know, that's how he worked. Left in where you couldn't use anything to lift it up with a backhoe or anything, you know, roll them around and get the stones up. But I know how to manage a stone, you know, and so it would be easier.
What was...
Let me change the battery.
Excuse me, I'll wait. Zip. Hang on.
Okay,
what was the worst the flood ever... What was the worst you ever saw the canal get damaged by a flood or anything?
I believe 1936 when the ice record was. That's the only time in my life I can remember we ever had to move out. We had to move out of the lockhouse because my dad figured, you know, there was a lot of kids there. It wasn't safe. So we went up and lived with some of the schoolmates. We stayed up at their place.
Was the ice coming down the canal or caused the cause coming down the river?
Oh, ice coming down the canal. My gosh, it might be big. When you up on there, towpath, you could feel the wastegate shaking from it. Great big cake. I never seen anything like that before or since.
Is that what knocked gates out? And
yeah, that knocked a lot of gates out. A lot of up around Robsville did a lot of damage there too. That's when it done the biggest damage that I can ever remember.
Worse than 55?
Yeah. See, there was no ice or nothing. The river wasn't as high, but there was no ice or anything. There was ice, plenty of ice.
Like battering rams. Let's talk a little bit. I'm going to turn it over to Zip here. What was this whole story of why they wanted to fix the Groundhog Lock-In and how they built it and what happened, as much as you care to tell us about it?
Well, as far as I know, I guess they wanted to fix it up and have one working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would work if they could show people, I suppose, is all. Because they could never lock nothing through, you know, it wouldn't have been enough water or anything. In a canoe or something like that, you could never, they never lock a canoe through, because when you fill them up, you'd upset them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the reason why canoes was in the canal when they boated it, but they had to carry them around them locks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one reason. But that was the only reason that I would know why, so they'd have one working right.
According to the newspaper, Nuss, when he took over, he was superintendent for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much promised he was going to restore locks, and that was the one they were going to do.
Yeah.
But according to the newspapers, it sounds to me, unless they reported it wrong, they built those gates twice because they reported different woods over about a 4-year period.
I don't remember them doing it twice.
A reporter simply could have gotten it next time. Mm-hmm.
But I remember, you know, I had to be somewhere else that day they opened them up, or was going to fill it up. But I saw
the gates on the ground before they did it, but I didn't know until recently what happened.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, because I know everybody, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, it really wasn't their fault. It was the people above them's fault.
Well, when they came in that night, one of the guys said to me, and I was just getting out of the truck, got something to tell you. I said, what did you do, wash the gates out? That was the very words I said to one of the guys. He's still working on the canal. He said, yeah. It was in my mind, because I know how we used to go, Maui. If you were working on the canal, you'd know too. You know.
But also, that's also the tallest lock on the two canals. It's got an 18-foot lift on it, which is, you know, a
big gate,
a lot of water. Were the gates built there, or were the gates built somewhere else and brought in?
They were built there. Right there.
Built there.
Yeah, I know.
And they used some of the original hardware from the old gates.
Yep.
And then they tried to, I understand they tried to teeter-totter them in with a wrecker. They didn't have a big crane, and that was part of the problem. The first time they didn't have a big enough crane.
Yeah, that was it. Then they got something else somewhere and put them in. You know, and Frank Swope, I don't know if you know Frank Swope, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Gene Mullick?
Yeah.
I think they're the ones that boasted the building on them, you know.
There was a Lou somebody, too. Lou?
Yeah, Louis Augusta.
Yeah,
he died. Louis died.
Is there anything else that, you know, from your years working on the canal that you found very interesting or something that you didn't expect it to happen unexpectedly?
Well, not unless a big shower came up right quick, or, you know, and things like that. One time I was down to along the canal there, and some of the fellows come around from the, what do you call it, environmental resources, and he couldn't get over the canal being so muddy and chocolate, like that, you know. Something, just like it was, you know, not supposed to be. I told him, I said, I've seen that happen many, many times, I said, you know, when I was a little boy along the canal.
Was this after a rain?
Sure, red shell, you know, a lot of red shell, and that wash and make it look chocolate. You know, I said, that happens, it always will happen, I guess.
When did you retire?
1st of January in 86.
Doug Hain was superintendent then?
86 who? Doug.
Doug.
Doug, yep.
Did you ever bum a ride on the canal boats when the boats were operating?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to bum them, but I could only go with so many such people. That one that my dad and mom know. I had a great uncle, tended the last lock in Bristol. So if the right ones come along, I could go along with them down there. Then I could come back when they come home.
Who were some of the right people?
Well, old John Miller, a guy by the name of Whiskey Jack Miller.
Yep.
Whiskey Jack Miller, I used to ride down with him and back, you know, and a few different, but there's a lot of times there's a lot of drunks. Well, he drank pretty well too, but he always, you know, he could carry, they trusted him. And I'd go down with him and then come back, but there was different ones. I can't remember it just all, but he was one of them.
Did you ever drive the mules?
Not too much, no. My brothers did.
What was Bristol Basin like when you got down there?
You know, I don't remember, but I think that's when my great uncle tended. I don't remember too much about that, but that's where they went out and into the river, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, they had, the last lift lock was behind the mill, into the basin, and then there was a tide lock out to the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he didn't tend that one. I think he tended the one right at the canal, the last lock.
Behind the mill.
Yeah, behind the mill. Yeah, I guess some of them down there, yeah, most of them died about, but they was all older, you know.
What about, did you ever help unload coal from a boat?
Sometimes, if they let us have some, sometimes they'd give us take a wheelbarrow and put a little in the coal house. Because my dad would fix shoes. He was a shoemaker by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose he'd fix their shoes and maybe they'd give him a little coal in exchange. I don't know if they're allowed to do it or not, but I helped them do it that way.
Did you ever, did your family ever run a store in the lock tender's house or anything?
No, we didn't, no.
Well, there's some boatmen that were sort of had rougher reputations than others.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, most of them were drinkers. They'd just leave fight as look at you, you know, if they didn't get locked through at the right time or, you know, or something, they'd just leave.
Did you ever have any problems? Your dad or your mom ever had problems with some of these people getting...
No, we got along pretty good, but I mean, there were some places where, you know, where there was rough.
Do you remember Jimmy Brown at all?
You bet. Yes, sir. He lived down Point Pleasant when I...
Yep.
Yeah. Is he still living?
Still living. He's about 94.
One time down below the lock where we lived, my dad was the B-10 locker. He was there that day. And old Jimmy fell in right below the lock. And it was deep in. They, you know, he got him out with one of them poles and hook and got Jimmy out. I was a little guy, but I can remember it.
Do you remember anybody else, any other accidents on the canal that you can remember?
Well, no, not too much. I mean, I heard different something drowning there. Somebody drowned right there at the lock, too. We wasn't living there then, but I heard talk of it. I don't know if it was somebody by the name of Leckbatter lived there at that time, but a guy was born with this girl lived there, and he left her up at the bridge. There was a Camelback Bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she walked down the tote bag, and she walked in the canal and drowned it there.
Mm.
They told me that after. I never seen it, but I was told, you know.
Did you ever... see a boat get damaged on going through or anything?
No, I never did that. No.
How about mules? Did you ever remember any stories or anything happening with mules that you can remember?
No. The only thing I can remember is some of them coming down there. I had a lot of them would be all decorated up. Some people would decorate them up like a Christmas tree.
How did they do that?
I put different things on them and bells. You know, and I remember the big baskets, they would eat while he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
They put this big basket in front of them, hang it on their thing here, and they'd eat that way as they went along.
So they braid the manes and the tails?
And put well, I don't know if it was their names, but I remember some of the tails being braided.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
How'd you feel when the canal stopped running?
I didn't like it, you know, as a kid I've seen that all my life, and I kind of wish it was still going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Like I said, if I wouldn't have had that asthma so bad, I might have worked a few more years, you know. But like now, it ain't been bad lately ever since I had that bad attack.
Zip, do you have any more questions?
Not really, but thank you. So
thank you very much, Mr. Cochran.
You're welcome. I'd like to say more, but I don't want to say more about it. You know, I know all the fellas,
yeah.
And I know exactly what happened. And they know that I know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, no,
and you know too. I guess you've got an idea.
Yeah, we got an idea. Yeah.